1620 94.5 WTAW. The former College Station Police Department building is no longer large enough as the temporary home of the ILT High School. A request to add a portable building containing two classrooms was unanimously approved at the December City Council meeting. City's Economic Development Manager Brian Pasachik answered Councilman Bob Yancey's questions about the portable building and ILT's future plans.
Do we have any idea what the growth outlook is for ILT? They're looking for the one expansion portable building now. Is there room on that for a second one in the event that they're growing like everybody else is around town?
So they are growing. This is part of just their trying to maintain that high level of service to their students. What this portable classroom ends up being is two different classrooms to serve that, to serve their student body on that campus. Ultimately, the lease agreement that we have with them is going to run through summer of 2025. Ultimately, their plan is to build a permanent high school home next to their existing facility off of Longmire. This is a kind of a bridge of sorts to sort of get them down the line over the next 2 years.
And that answers my next question. So the reason these leases are so short is because this was always meant to be temporary in nature.
That's correct.
ILT not being charged extra for having the portable building on city property. Following an initial three-year lease for just over $1 million, ILT paying about $1.8 million for a two-year extension that continues through September 2025. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.